NLP describes how we process information as a human being. Inside the front cover of this program is a diagram that shows this. It has been estimated that we receive 2 million bits of information every second of the day. If we were consciously aware of all that information, we would go crazy. We'd be so overwhelmed. So our mind filters the information as it comes in. We filter the information in three ways: deletion, distortion, and generalization. Let me give you some examples. For instance, you're probably not aware of the feeling of your right shoe on your right foot. Well, at least you weren't until I mentioned it. That's right. Before I mentioned it, your mind asked, "Do you need to be conscious of that information right now?" And probably you didn't. So it deleted that information from your awareness. This is also what's happening when you can't find your keys anywhere until someone shows you that they're right in front of you all of the time. For some reason, your mind literally deleted the visual information coming into your eyes. In communications, this happens all the time. For instance, can you remember a time when you said something to someone and they acted as if you never said it? They deleted what you said. The distortion filter literally changes the information coming in, making something of it that it's not. A great example of that is when you wake up in the middle of the night convinced that sounds in the house are a burglar. You search the house and there's no one there. You then realize that the sound is just the central heating system in your house cooling down. Just like it has every night you lived there. For some reason, your mind distorted it so well. Your heart was pounding with fear, but it wasn't real. In communication, distortion is a reason for someone reacting in a totally unexpected way to something you said. They literally created a whole new meaning for it. Now, generalizations are the filter we use to create all isms. Isms like ageism, sexism, racism, etc. What happens is someone does something and we generalize the behavior across all the people of the group they belong to. Tip-offs for generalizations are words like always, everybody, never, everyone, no one, every time. I remember reading about some scientists who made a unique door. It looked like a normal door, but the hinges were on the same side as the doorknob. And the doorknob was fake. All you had to do to open the door was push where the hinges should be. They offered volunteers money to open the door. They tried the handle. It didn't work. They asked for the key. It didn't work. Only one volunteer persisted for 20 minutes and finally opened the door. Maybe they weren't so clever. Maybe they just gave up, leaned on the door in desperation, and fell through. I don't know. Anyhow, they got their money. But think about it. How many of your generalizations prevent you from opening the door to getting what you want? If you're anything like me, quite a few. We create our filters through our values, our beliefs, decisions we've made in the past, and something called our metaprograms. We created all of these without even thinking about it as a result of our life experience. Since we have all experienced a different life, we all have different filters. This means that we all filter the incoming information in different ways. So we all live in a different world, our own world. The one we experience through the tinted lenses of our very own filters. There is only one thing for certain. We all have different lenses, and no one lives in quite the same world as you do. Is it any wonder that communicating with each other is so difficult? Have you ever wondered why the people we're closest to, our parents, our husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, our children, let alone our business associates, are so difficult to communicate with? Well, now you know why. It's not easy. NLP teaches us how to recognize our own and others' deletions, distortions, and generalizations, enabling us to cut through the tricks our minds play on us and create the results we want for ourselves and others.